You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Members of the Youth Parliament are encouraging other young people to have their say on important issues. As part of a campaign called Make Your Mark, they'll get the chance to take part in a vote. Once the results are in, the Youth Parliament will debate the issues and decide which ones to make a priority. Evie Stevenson represents the central area of North Yorkshire, which includes Northallerton and Richmond.
They're quite rural areas, specifically. So when we were at annual sitting, I stood up for the motion for more funding within rural areas, especially in schools. And one point that I raised was there was a £500 million Excellence in Cities programme put in under a Labour government, I think, and one point that I made was that excellence shouldn't just be in city schools, but it should be in rural schools as well, if we're wanting to live in an inclusive society. So, yeah, that's one way that I'm kind of raising issues that are in my constituency.
Yeah, exactly, because wherever you live, you should have access to the same services, that sort of thing.
And like access to education and high-level education as well.
And just tell us a bit more specifically about the particular interests, the particular priorities you've got.
So my main focus is on mental health within schools, but recently looking at the top 10 Make Your Mark campaigns that people and young people can actually vote on. There is a motion for all first aid training of young people throughout schools, and that's one that I've taken a particular interest to, just because I think it's highly important, particularly things like allergies within schools are becoming way more prominent, and I have to take the time to educate myself as a person as how to use an EpiPen on someone, because it can be the difference between someone with a nut allergy either A, dying, or B, staying alive, or even as silly as being able to know where your local defibrillator is, if they're out on roads, etc. Or if someone gets hit by a car, you need to be able to put them into a recovery position, or know that if they've got spinal injuries, to keep them their head still. You know, it's just simple things like that that I know that a lot of young people will not know about and will panic in situations such as that. My friend recently was behind a car where someone did get hit, and he is first aid trained, like with a certificate and everything, and he had to stabilise the young gentleman before the paramedics came. But there was a high chance that the young man wouldn't have lived if my friend didn't have first aid training.
So just talking a bit more about the Make Your Mark campaign, from your perspective, why do you think it's such an important campaign for young people to be involved in?
Well, like within today's society, obviously you can get involved with politics in numerous different ways. And I know that there'll be a high level of doubt from people about the Youth Parliament, of how far can it actually achieve certain things within modern day politics. But it's just a way of getting our voices heard within news outlets. We're broadcast on the TV when we go to the Commons, which everyone can watch. And it's just a way of getting our issues heard, and it might not be massive throughout politics, and we might not get legislation changed. Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, but still we're making sure that politicians know that we are here and that we are getting our issues heard, and that one way or another you're not going to be able to just silence the youth of today. So yeah.
And obviously a lot of issues will come up, I'm sure, as part of the campaign. So how will you go about choosing the ones to debate about, you know, make them priority?
Yeah, so once all the Make Your Mark ballots are in and have been counted, we take three issues to the House of Commons sitting, which takes place on the 10th of November. Each region will have debate leads, and they will argue for and against during debate motions, and then other MYPs will be able to stand up and have their points heard within the Commons. And then basically at the end of that, we will vote on whether we want the motion for or against. And the top two will become our big campaigns for the following year. And they'll be what we'll be campaigning on throughout 2018, 2019. But yeah, it's a brilliant way to get numerous issues heard, and ones that are really, really important.